This is time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.
Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. We are about to hear the Bible study. Speak to us, O Lord. Give us the wisdom, the understanding, so we can capture the revelation, the message of the hour. This wonderful afternoon, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our counselor, who will speak to us today. We give you the glory, the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and somebody say amen. Somebody shout amen. You can take a seat in the presence of God. I take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus. It's so wonderful to be here again. And we'll continue from our Bible study. The name that is above every name. The name. There is nothing besides you that does not have a name. You look around, anything next to you that does not have a name. Hallelujah. Everything has a name. But our Bible studies say that Jesus, the name is above every name. Amen. Are you with me? See, when we talk about the Bible is not a book. It's not a book. It's a testimony. That's why we have Old Testimony and the New Testimony. It's not a book that you read and just make you feel good. It's like a love letter. Or it's like a letter from your parents. But the difference about this book, it talks about a king and his children. This book, the Old Testament and the New Testament, talking about a king.
Old Testament, how rila nawala.
So his children to know that they have a king. Their father is a king. And the children to understand this. This is a testimony of their father, a king. And the children of this king is sitting next to you. Hallelujah. I was sharing in Jaire today that the word kingdom comes from king and dominion. It comes from a person and the area of operation. And this king is God. And he turned to a man in Jesus that walks on the surface. That's why when Jesus speaks, he's the master of nature, he's the master of time, he's the master of distance, he's the master of miracle, he's the master of sickness, he's the master of hell and death, and he's the master of angels and demons. He is the king. So when we talk about the kingdom, we talk about Jesus. Do you know that? But that relationship, the king and his children, after this lesson, the name above every name, then I will go to the lesson of restoring bring it back the curses that has been on us for a long, long time.
Waiti sabla me filikata sabe derder tid sabe dunia tid amlong kelikai.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Jesus came and restored everything that we lost through Adam. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says you are not bought by cherishable things, silver and
gold.
You are bought by the precious blood of Jesus. From the ungodly behavior of your forefathers. So the tradition and culture, most of them are from this world. We are demonic. Some are godly, but some are demonic. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to tell us this tradition and culture is from God. This traditional culture is from Dengei, from Lutula Somosomba, from Ndakuanga. Hallelujah. And when we are connected to tradition and culture, we are connected to Adam. We need to connect to Jesus. That's why there's a need of the shed of the blood to cover the blood of Adam. The blood of Jesus to cover the blood of Adam. That's why we are bought by the precious blood. Hallelujah. To cover the old blood. Everyone sitting here, you are connected to Adam, some way or the other. According to the Bible, only Adam was created by God and then Eve, nobody else. So if you are Chinese, you are Rutuman, you are Tongan, you are Fijian, you are Indian, you are Filipino, regardless of your race,
we
connected to Adam. That is our physical connection. And that's why Jesus has to come. So we connected to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because Adam is already cursed. And because he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind, he cannot remove the curse that he already said. He only gives an alternate route. We are coming, and that's Adam, detour, Jesus. So that's why when we go to God through Jesus. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Don't time along kesangge ay isu kenam, wechi do skenam esabe ekrada ekrasta like life.
Do you understand that? That's why we need to walk in Jesus, by Jesus, with Jesus.
Wechi along kesangge isu kenam sangereta.
Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. And all the time. You need to understand that because it's very important. When you come to church, you come to a kingdom. See, for those of us that we understand the dominion and we understand the colony, before 1970, we were under England. And that is the kind of kingdom. Fiji was under England. So we were under a kingdom. Queen Elizabeth is our queen. Hallelujah. So when we have our national anthem, in those days, God, because our connection is to England. And then comes the independence, where we select our leader through democracy. The Bible is not talking about the president and the prime minister. The Bible is talking about the king. You don't choose your king. You can choose your president. You can choose your prime minister. Because that's what we call democracy. Nandondolu. Democracy.
Democracy.
Hallelujah. But when you are a child of the Most High God, you are under a kingdom. He rules, he reigns, he decides. You don't decide.
He decides.
That's why there is no sitting on the fence.
When
he said, sin, go to hell, that's it. Full stop. There is no more decree to say, but as long as you drink and you behave yourself, if you are stealing as long as under 10,000, the kingdom rule, yes or no, come or go. You need to understand that. Because the kingdom rules and stand by his word. There is no jury. There is no somebody to prosecute and somebody to witness. No, the king rules. The king reigns. That's why the Bible says every government will be upon his shoulder.
Which is the Bible, but I subquen sabe dunege kame, sabe uskin.
Kabi kendan, I send a kenawase, viwa tineono.
Bible, but I as I melikane.
And nana, nalewa, full stop.
Sabe iske, sab tije, we iske, ek full stop mwalagai.
Sinani gologa ni wana kalonga tuna wapala baladanga balilai.
Which is Maleke Agira Sablai Sabekai.
Sukologa ni wana kalogi waka. E Sagani Kavia or Taltala ni Sagani Binagango.
Babalubatai Sabetumene.
Sagani Kavia or Taltala. Mukakuni Mateni.
Sabena Sanica.
Sagani Kavia or Taltala Mukakuni Don River.
Padria Mebatai Sabe Sabti Demene.
Awa Sagani Rongo the Mebunotaki.
Sabe.
In the kingdom there is no excuse.
Kingdom Sabe excuse it to Mene Dewe.
Walabola Sagani Bibutuni Eli.
Sabe bod guna tu erga
gasini lotu yeli
sabe chechke alda
tala tala babada yeli
suara kame jai
endua ngabe rua
sabe eke dui
sangan endua na grey area, that's how the king rule.
Sabe eke dui no ekali ek rule karek
hemeni turanga kena maraman da barong tiku garau na tiku na numbulan endua na singa ko nandure na mata dikala
baya baino amluang esiknai sabe ne kai sabe sikta kunci amluang
kana kalobi skeli skeli ubu na tiku na ndabui.
Sabe Banuatu,
Kachiko Biratamata, and Sello Sarabutumai.
Condi Sabseguna, Sabetumi,
Kelly, Sago Sangani Wudan and the Bui,
John Times Sabetumi,
Erna Matina Tomata,
Samuana Dunia Sabse Marie,
Balebeira,
Sabulonke,
Yana non run round, Tarangavulke,
Sabetumi Pusta.
Emeni Kilane Wuno Wodan Doner, Zatana Tomata, Maltugur Nello Kiburabura,
which is
Oburabura, even a catamenta. For us don't, for us not to know that sin will take us to hell. The world does not want to talk about hell. The world hates a church that talks about hell. Because that is the reality of the devil. Himeni. So na balindanisi, so na pizza. Pagay na taltubo. To water down,
me smooth taki.
And that's why Jesus came himself.
Which is
to warn the people. To tell us. The Bible says he did not come to the world to judge the world, but to save the world through
him.
Amen. That's why people, they get drunk. Because nobody preach that drinking and you die, not repent, you go to hell. Because it was not preached. Nobody want to talk about it. We talk about the goodness of God. Oh, he's a God that is good. Remember, there is always two sides to a coin.
Sabe dui chai de uske coin ke pitar.
Hallelujah. He's a good God. Yes.
Which is abe acha malik ha.
He's a merciful God. Yes.
Sabe uske pyar karek ha.
Sanga ni laga leka na lingana.
Sabe uske heart sabse ne.
Donu.
Right.
Lingana matau sanda undina.
Sabse right heart sabse urde kai.
Donu.
Right.
Sanga ni susobu.
Sabe uske aki sabse banai
sabse. Setting ugari brother.
Sabse right.
Siangan itu tu nandalingana.
Sabi sa Dios kena.
Wara rasa.
Sabi sa Dios dusa.
Ye kanga ni bolta mo no mundo ibaba langa itaw si kemo.
Sabi sa Dios maguna e sabi sa Dios sara kare.
Ano mundo ibala bala na tawo si kemo do mari
guna e oiti sabi sa Dios.
You are disregard, you are nullify.
Oiti sabi sa Dios me karla sabi sa Dios sara rega.
That is the truth that you need to know. So when we talk about the Bible, we talk about a king.
John time to Bible.
When we talk about the Bible, we talk about his children.
John time to Bible.
That you are listening to me today. Amen. It's not a book just to enjoy. It's a revelation. It's a lie. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I don't want to frighten you, but you need to make some hard decision. Amen. Amen. So I was talking about the name above every name from Hebrew chapter 1, 1 to 4. Okay, let us listen to the Bible verse. I have 10 things that this name is above every name in Hebrew, according to Hebrew chapter 1. Hebrew wasendua mainandua ginaba.
Many years ago, God spoke to our grandfathers, that's Israel's people, by the prophets or the people who spoke God's messages. He spoke many times and in many different ways. But in these last times, he has spoken to us by his son. In the beginning, God made the whole world and everything that there is by his son. And God has chosen that everything should be his son's. The sun shines with a bright light that comes from God. The sun's nature is a copy of God's nature. He shows us completely what God is like. The sun's powerful word causes everything in the world to continue.
Hallelujah.
The sun himself made it possible for us to clean and from everything that we do wrong. After we had done that, he sat down in heaven. He sat at the right side of God, who is the greatest ruler with all authority. God has caused his son to be much greater than, much better than the angels. God has given him a much greater and much better name than the angels' names.
Hallelujah. So those are the 10 things why the name of Jesus is above every name. Number one, he's the voice of God. Number two, he is the owner of everything. Say with me, the owner of everything. Including the clothes that you are wearing right now. Including the house that you build. Including the car that you drive. Including the food on your table. He owns everything. Nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to me. It all belongs to God. Hallelujah. So number one, he is the voice of God. We already talk on that. Number two, he is the creator of everything. Number three, he is the owner of everything. Number four, he is the right image of God. He is the true representative of God in the physical term. So when you see Jesus, you see God. Amen. Hallelujah. And last week we come to number five, that he is the authority of God. Hallelujah. He is the sole authority of God. That's why when you mention the name of Jesus, you are over every authority. Hallelujah. Because he is the supreme authority. Amen.
Authority.
So if you try to speak to a situation, use the name of Jesus. Don't give me my lambasa. Taka tu na bi masula kina teleboni and a television.
Sabi television program kartai.
Elu tu ka tu na do mongu kina do kungo and do na mosi.
Sabi ka katai me.
Au sa sini tora rawa.
Sam kuni sa kanere ta.
Au sa giring giring tu gani me umbo masula ki.
Hallelujah.
Pare kartai. Nangau na umasuki na authority.
Wechin don time am partner karek malikam lo ke
authority. Nga uno sabaki lakina the authority and I command the sickness.
Wechin authority
me. I command the pain.
Sabe command kalek sabe.
I command the tightness.
Kondi sabe se be mari.
I command the heaviness.
Sabe de kane kondi
karu. To get out right now.
Sabe nikle e time.
And I tell the sickness, you are in the wrong place. I will arrest you in the name of Jesus.
Sabe isso que nam to me arrest karek.
Amen. Ochado ochina masu.
We
move on. After about five prayers, the same person call again. This is what was announced to us on the telephone. Because you call the authority of all the authorities. Hallelujah. That is the name with the authority. Okay. Can you just quickly go to Matthew 28 and read to us verse 17? Hallelujah. The authority, he claimed that. Not only that I'm preaching it, Jesus said himself. Hallelujah. He said the authority, according to the prophet Isaiah, that the authority will be given to him. So when you go with this name, all the authority will be under this authority, which is the name of Jesus. Mike, is ready?
When they arrived at the place, they saw Jesus. Then they went down on their knees. They told Jesus how powerful and beautiful and important he is. But some of his disciples were not sure that it really was Jesus.
Ia ni rasa redi koya, rasa vaga rogo rogo voa. Ia sa senga ni vaga dinato kuire so. Asa lago mai kuchisu kabosa beira kakaya. Sa soli mai vea unalewa kedenga mai loma langi.
Every authority na lewa, na power na kaukaua.
Sab koi na authority, wechidus ke power galage.
Authority is spoken words.
Which is authority ke uske mange bat kare.
Ha iko ndabe.
Sabe tu betai bat lo.
Ha iko mai.
Sabe amenge ai.
Iko tu bondua.
Sabe rock lo.
You see the policeman on the road?
Which is
the
policeman sabe mo akara.
They overrun the light.
Which is they can sabe.
Because their uniform has the authority.
Fi sabe authority lagi.
Top 20 ndon reba. Wa wa.
Sabe ket na speed abele kai sabe
na ko lo. Ndon ndon tugan.
Woji la dai sabe sita kare.
Ko lo bata kana lingana.
Woji do ske hatu
dai lo.
Uske hatu dai lo.
Lo bata kana lingana.
Uske hatu dai lo.
Todo ndon reba.
Sabe roklo.
Why?
Kai.
The authority in his uniform. Woji
sabe uske uniform ke niklai.
Do you know that you have the authority?
Sabe tu me sinta sabe tu me dote be bitel boy.
Tu ni alo chiko tal tal a Joshua. Hemeni.
Sabe ga sina pasta ke bate sipe kare.
Kito mos mos tu ngembara.
Sabe si
o tenemos más que tú me hoje itigo es no
mal de correct sabe fellowship correct
o tú no chico me son tal tal gas
sabe sin de pasta
en ni me da dice hace en zero daba zero
calia ni me dice
que no me colo mal ni ni tu mato vale
wait it nara que se cama
que suele vi que ro en tu na ilumu no uno que ro loco que me toso na tamata
oye de cane sabe que no en de cale
roda roda ni me da dice
sabe sin lo
ni que ro sembulatico que está lo to fasi ni
sabe du no ngareta sabe us que bi to bitter boy tai
que ro sa pru te que ro vivici
samu ko jale
pru te que ro ni top tu na vi so so lo tu
wait it
sabe de cane ni me da dice
wait it ni me dice sabe
the founder of any church they have a different anointing from a normal pastor. Now, not only that he is the authority of God, he is also the power of God. Hallelujah. Na Hebrew, chapter 1, kay Muriamai. Tekaw na verse 2, lausom.
But in these last times, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the beginning, God had made the whole world and everything that there is by his Son. And God has chosen that everything should be his Son's. The sun shines with the bright light that comes from God. The sun's nature is a copy of God's nature. He shows us completely what God is like.
Hallelujah. He's not only the authority of God.
He's
also the power of God.
We take this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.